kati sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithathele ithuba lokubonga uBlessing Zulu ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kuStudio 7 ngolesithathu mhla ka 28 ngoMabakazi 2023 nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
bonke abantu bamaZEP ngicabanga ukuthi izindaba ezindlekezo ukuthi ekugcineni inkantolo isigcine isivune labo kade bephikisana lo mphathi intambo wasekhaya uAaron Motsoaledi.
Umthethondaba wePretoria High Court wele South Africa usulahle isinqumo sikahulumende walelo lizwe sokumisa ukusebenza kwengwalo ezeZimbabwe exemption permits.
Kuvelele ukuthini uhulumende weZimbabwe esebenza le-European Union wasayina okubizwa ngokuthi yiZimbabwe Economic Partnership Agreement le-European Union as far as u-2012 bekhangela ukuthi kuba lithuba lokuthi ama-SMEs azitholele imali yemazweni i-foreign currency lokuthi lawa amazwe wona lawa aphecheya bayazidinga impahla zeZimbabwe khona lapha.
Abakwamabhizimusi amancane laphakathi namhlanje bamanyanela amazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga ele International Day of Micro, Small to Medium Enterprises. Kuthi ke izakhamizi zaselokwelu esabelweni senkabazwe zikhala ngokuthi zibhekane lendlala enkulu kulandela ukuma kohlelo lokwabela ukudla kwabaswelayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umthethondaba wePretoria High Court wele South Africa usulahle isinqumo sikahulumende walelo lizwe sokumisa ukusebenza kwengwalo ezeZimbabwe exemption permits. Uthuso Khumalo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Usinqumo esethulwe lamhlanje umthethondaba uthe isinqumo sogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya sokwesula amapermits ezeZEP nokuqhubeka isengeza ukusebenza kwawo okwesikhatshana kasikho emthethweni ngakho sesesuliwe. Ithe ukwesulwa kwamaphemithi la ikwephulwa kwesisekelo sombuso ngoba akukhulunyiswananga lezalwane zeZimbabwe lezi okuyikwephula umthetho nelungelo labo njengabantu abasebenze bethuthukisa umnotho walelo lizwe bebhadala le mithelo kahulumende. Unkosazana Nassim Faki owenhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation eyiyo ebehamba phambili kwabaphikisa isinqumo sikahulumende lesi emthethwandaba uthi bathokoze kakhulu ngokunqoba kulolu daba.
I think this gives people at least
isinqumo lesi sizonikeza izizalwane zeZimbabwe isikhathi sokuqoqa kahle impilo zabo.
To make their views heard to the minister as to why conditions in Zimbabwe are not ideal for them to return.
Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena laye usemukele injabulo lesisinqumo.
Esikukhangeleleyo khathesi ensukwini ezilandelayo ukuthi sitholeke umhlahlandlela oyokuthi kuzahamba njani kulabo abavele sebefake isicelo sabo esama-waivers ngoba isinqumo sika minister esichithwe enkantolo ukuthi abantu kumele baye kwamanye amavisa okufunakala konke umuntu abe le waiver.
Unkosazana Victor Mathutu okhokhela inhlanganiso yabo mama beZimbabwe ezimpimbokodo uthi behlisa iphika ngalesinqomo.
Silinde ukuthi sikuze ukuthi kulezo nyanga ezilithumi lambili uAaron Motsoaledi kumele abe sekhuphi isinqomo esingasiso lesi ayesikhuphile sokuthi uyaxeda du ngama-ZEP. Njalo bonke abantu bama-ZEP ngicabanga ukuthi kuzindaba ezindlelezo ukuthi ekugcineni inkantolo isigcine isivune labo kade bephikisana lo mphathi intambo wasekhaya uAaron Motsoaledi.
Kodwa kumnumzana Freeman Bhengu oyenhlanganiso yesisonke People's Forum osekukade isekela ukwesulwa kwamaphemithi la uthi isinqumo lesi sibadanise kakhulu.
Siyayichallenge leyo decision by the High Court, siyayichallenge leyo decision by i-judiciary, siyayichallenge leyo decision by i-ANC. evumela yonke into errong eyenziwa izanu PF abomugabe nabomgangwangwa bazoyenza yonke into abayifunayo la eSouth Africa. Ayivumelani, asivumelani nayo and asiyithandi and ngeke sivumele iyenzakala.
Ingcitshi kwezomthetho umnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda uthi isinqumo lesi sitsho ukuthi umphathintambo ogadla lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Aaron Mzwaledi kufanele ayeqala olunye uhlelo olutsha olulandela umthetho.
Kusho khona ukuthi kufanele ukuthi aqale phansi ukuthatha lesinqumo sekungaze kungathi kungo-2021 anxuse abantu laba abangama ZTP holders ukuthi bambhalele bamtshele ukuthi lesinqumo sizohlukumeza amalungelo abo ngalophu hlobo njalo bacabanga ukuthi kakwenziweni.
Phakathi kwenyanga ezilithumi lambili lezi abezimbabwe laba ngeke babotshwe kumbe ukubuyiselwa emuva ngezizathu zokuthi amapemithi abo asephelelwe isikhathi. Imizamo yokuthola kuphawula kogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya ngalesi sinqumo ibingakaphumeleli. Melesulu 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ninguThuso Khumalo.
Ukuhlaziya lolu daba iStudio 7 yenelise ukuxoxa lomkhokeli wenhlanganiso emela ilungelo lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezisahlala kwele South Africa, e-African Diaspora Global Forum, umnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda.
Isinqumo esithathwe yinkantolo ephakeme eyase-Gauteng North sichaza khona sobala ukuthi isikhalazo ebesisibeka ukusukisela phambilini uma sithi ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya akawulandelanga umthetho, ikakhulukazi singakakhulumi nangesisekelamthetho selizwe i-Immigration Act, leyi ewumthetho ayiwona asebenza ngawo owenza ukuthi abe khona, akawulandelanga ukuze athathe isinqumo sokuthi aphelise i-ZEP. Ngoba kwakufanele ukuthi athintane nabo bonke abantu abanamalungelo la akade ehlukunyezwa yile sinqumo, kodwa kakwenzanga lokho. Siye samukela kakhulu isinqumo sale nkantolo ngoba sikhomba khona ukuthi ukukhana kwethu bekuyikukhana okusemthethweni, hhayi ukukhana nje. Ngoba ungqongqoshe uye wathatha inzondo yakhe le engaphakathi eyokuzonda abantu baseZimbabwe wangalandeli umthetho lo omgunyazayo ukuthi athathe izinqumo. Kungakho inkantolo ithethile isinqumo sokuthi akubuyiselwe emuva ayoqala phansi ukuthatha isinqumo esihambisana nama-ZEP.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu owe-High Court unike kugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya inyanga ezingaba litshumi lambili kumbe umnyaka ukuthi lolu daba luphenduke emthethwandaba. Kutshoni ke lokho?
Uma sibheka izinqumo lezi kumbe ukwahlula kwenkantolo ephakeme kukabili, kunokunquma okuhambelana ne-Helen Sigmund Foundation, kube nokunquma okuhambelana ne-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation. Okwe-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation, i-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation ilifake isicelo sesikhashana esokuthi ake kume nesinqumo sikaminista anduba bamethe icala labo eliphelele. Kungakho ngalesikhathi-ke inkantolo iye yathi i-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation ibothezele ukuthi ilethe icala lalo eliphelele kumbe elamalungelo aphelele phakathi kwesikhathi esizinyanga ezilithumi nambili okusho ukuthi unyaka lowo ukuthi isikhalazo zabo sizwakale. Okusho ukuthi i-Zimbabwe Immigration Federation isingaletha lesikhalazo sawo ngenyanga yesithumi nane 11 months, kanti-ke masokwenza besokulinda ukuthi lelo cala lize lindlu lenkantolo kungakaze kwenziwe lutho. Kanti ngapha ngakwele-Helen Sigmund Foundation ibilethe isikhalazo esiphelele esithi ungqongqoshe wehluleka ukulandela imigomo ebekwe ngumthetho. Ngakho inkantolo ephakeme ibeke isinqumo sokuthi ngempela kutholakala ukuthi ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya akakwazi awulandele imithetho, ngakho unikezwa inyanga ezilithumi nambili okuwunyaka ukuthi abuyele ayohlala phansi, aqale phansi ukwenza isinqumo esihambisana nama-ZEP ukuze enze isinqumo esibheka amalungelo abantu abayibona abaphethe ama-ZEP njalo nabo bonke nje abantu jikelele ababona ingathi banamalungelo angahlukumezeka ngenxa yalesikhalazo.
Ubona ngani umphathintambo wendaba zasekhaya angaphikisa lesi sinqumo na?
Ngibona ingathi akulula ukuthi ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya ahambe aphinde akhalaze athi lesi nqumo akasijabulele. Isizathu salokhu-ke sokuthi ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya uhlezi phezu kwemililo kulesi khathi, yilokho esibuza ngokuthi uphakathi kwege nembokodo. Ngoba sikhuluma nje kunecala abhekane nalo elalethwa yi-Labour Human Rights elika-2017 elika section 341B and B or Immigration Act or zasekhaya abantu bokuza. Lapho ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya wanikezwa inyanga ezingamathumi amabili nane ukuthi aguqule lo mthetho okade uhambisana nokukhushwa kwabantu ezweni uma betholakala ukuthi basezweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Ungqongqoshe akakaza uguquleke lo mthetho ukususela ngo-2017 kusetha ngo-2019. Kuthe ngalinyaka wasesiya-ke enkantolo ephakeme esekela mthetho selizwe wayafaka isicelo esokuthi akangezelele isikhathi ukuthi aguqule le nto ngoba wehluleka ngenxa yokuthi bekunokhetho ngo-2019 kwaphinda kwaba ne-COVID. Inkantolo ephakeme yamqoqoda ithanda ungqongqoshe yathi lingani. Awuzange nje uzoxolisa okokuqala ukuthi uthethe isikhathi esingakuthi izinkantolo. Okwesibili, ulethameli icala ushiya labo bantu ababemethe ekuqaleni. Kungenxa yani usenza le nto? Awusichazeleke ukuthi kungenxa yani kungafanele ukuthi sithi leli cala ukuze kwalapha enkantolo wena ulikhokhele ngemali ephuma esikhwameni sakho kanye no-director general wakho. Ngakho ngithi ngenxa yalobu bunzima angiboni ukuthi ungqongqoshe usengaphinda ayenze esinye isinqumo esinobudedengu obokuthi azibone esesiyacela ukuphikisana nalesinqumo.
Lo bekungumkhokheli wenhlanganiso emele abeZimbabwe asebehlala kwele South Africa, e-African Diaspora Global Forum, uDr. Vusumuzis Banda, esixoxelaye ecingweni ekwele South Africa. Abakumabhizimusi amancane laphakathi laphakathi namhlanje bamanyanela benhlanganiso yemanyanawo we-European Union abe-Empretec e-World Hunger lohulumende weZimbabwe benanza ilanga ele-International Day of Micro Small to Medium Enterprises. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Amabhizimusi amancane aseZimbabwe okwamanje abikwa eqhathe abantu abedlula izigidi ezinhlanu 5 million akuthazwa ukuba alungise impahla elohlonzi ukuze benelise ukuyithengisa emazweni aphetheya kolwandle. Umnumzana Minenhle Ngwenya we World Hunger Hilfe esebenzelana le-European Union uthi baphakathi kokusebenzelana lohulumende weZimbabwe ekuhlomiseni amabhizimusi amancane.
Kulona lolu hlelo lusihlanganise khonapha olescope for IVC, strengthening competitiveness and potential for export for inclusive value chains. Kuvelele ukuthini uhulumende weZimbabwe esebenza le-European Union wasayina okubizwa ngokuthi yiZimbabwe Economic Partnership Agreement le-European Union as far as u-2012 bekhangela ukuthi kuba lithuba lokuthi ama-SMEs azitholele imali yemazweni i-foreign currency lokuthi lawo amazwe wona lawo aphetsheya bayazidinga impahla zeZimbabwe khona lapha ikakhulu ama-organic products achiyeneyo okudliwayo.
Unkosazana Sibusisiwe Bango umqondisi we-Empretec uthi basebenza gadalala ekuhlomiseni amabhizimusi akuleli ukuthi athuthuke.
Hayi, engingakutsho ukuthi umbukiso lo sibone a lot of initiative and creativity from ama exhibitors. Kakhulu ubona besebenzisa izinto ezihlanyelwa elizweni lethu lona leli. Ubona abantu bethatha i-avocado ba-express oil. Ubona abantu bethatha imarula ba-express oil.
Unkosazana Nobuhle Mazalu, umqondisi we-Back to Basics, obesembuthanweni walamuhla, uhlomisa osomabhizimusi ukupha uhlonzi kuzilimo zabo.
I-Back to Basics idila lama-farmers, both rural and urban, particularly women and youth, but obaba labo siyadila labo. Ukuthi ama-producer abakulimayo, izilimo zabo abazilimayo, bazisebenzise. Zingaphungeleli kulima kuphela ba-ede i-value so that they can be able to export and bezuze imali ephezulu kulalokhu abangakuzuza nge-produce yababalayo abayizuza nxa bephonguthengisa izilimo zabo zinga-edwanga i-value. So what we will do, we assist them to add value in process ama-products abo for export.
Unkosikazi Providence Moyo umqondisi we-Divine Pro Skin Care ubebukisa impahla yakhe kulumkhosi walamuhla uthi wancedwa nguhulumende weMelika ekukhuliseni ibhizimusi yakhe.
Njenge last week nje ngathi graduate kuma SMEs sengisuke from small to medium ngilesifiso sokukhula from medium to what to large ngalezi izifundiswa ngisithola from all these organizations. As I speak lonyaka, I've been enrolled ku She Exports lapha izimra izintrade lezimra bazangincedisa ukuthi ngithole ama certificate of origin azangenelisa ukuthi ngihambe ngiyo supplier kwamanyamazwe. Just like now ngiya supply chopis. Last week izimtrade sikusile Zoom meeting bengi-invite ukuthi chopis bafuna ama products ami.
Umphathi ntambo we micro small to medium enterprises unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni ovulela umhlangano okusemthethweni ekhuthaza osomabhizimusi ukuthi bayethengisa impahla zabo e-European Union
and the global ilamazwe wonke ehlangene kuyakhanya ukuthi ama SMEs yibo abaqotha ubuyanga yabo abadala imisebenzi yibo njalo abaqotha ubudlwangudlwangu ama crimes ayaba phansi ngenxa yokuthi umuntu uyazenzela umuntu uzenzele yakhe imali labana bangekho kuma SMEs bahamba behlanguluza abantu betshontsha besenzani. So thina njengegovernment yeZimbabwe sithi thina kuhle kakhulu ukuthi sibe lama SMEs azenzelayo abantu abazimele bodwa besenza ukuthi abantu bathole imisebenzi besenza njalo ukuthi ilizwe i-economy yelizwe iphakame.
Amankampani amancane edlula ikhulu ebebukisa impahla yabo sebelungiselela ukuyayithengisa emazweni agoqela akumanyano owe-European Union. Ukuvalwa kwamankampani amakhulu kulandela ukumamanzonzo komnotho welizwe lezijeso zomnotho izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezasungula amabhizimusi bezimele kuthi uhulumende laye sewadala izikhwama emabhanga ahlukeneyo emizameni yokuhlomisa amabhizimusi la ukuze bayenelise ukuyathengisa kwamanye amazwe. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Izakhamizi zaseLowagweru esabelweni senkabazwe zikhala ngokuthi zibhekane lendlala enkulu kulandela ukumiswa kohlelo lokwabelwa kwabantu ukudla kwabaswelayo lugatsha lukahulumende olwenhlalakahle kazulu olwe-social welfare kusukisela ngoNhlolanja lonyaka. Iningi lalezi zakhamizi zithi okudanisayo ukuthi ukudla okulutshwana okubuyayo kunikezwa abasekeli bezanu PF kuphela, kuthi le nhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezivame ukuphathisa lazo sezamisa lezi nhlelo zokunceda abaswelayo. Kubika intethelezindaba ye-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisasibanda.
Izulu lana kwamagama ekupheleni komnyaka opheleleyo, izakhamizi zagijimela kulima labuya labaleka izilimo zingavuthwa zahle zatsha. Unkosikazi Crevania Mpofu, isakhamizi salumango, uthi imuli yakhe iyalamba.
Asiphiwa kudla lapha thina vele lipha sikhangelela khatshana, okungangokuthi izulu linile sibili laba liningi, kodwa kutotile emasimini. Kutotile ngenxa yokuswela ifertilizer. Ayifertilizer sidla. And asiyitholi futhi impilo yonke ngithole inhlanyelo yakhona asizange siphiwe kuthiwa singabantu bakathamisa.
Ugogo Fortune Mbibalayo uthi akulanto ayitholayo.
Naye kuholena sikoli sonke. Kuhola abantu behlangothini oluyi-1. Kunjenje nxa kuthiwa kuya kubuya ngokwezalukazi, akuthola izalukazi zangikhona kazitholi. Izalukazi kuthiwa izalukazi kazitholi. Kuthola kodwa igenga encane. Iphathe ethola ukudla iphathe zamphivu.
Umnumzana Justin Jabangu uthi izakhamizi ezingasekeli ibandla leZanu PF azilimanga njalo azivunanga lutho ngoba zancitshwa inhlanyelo.
Impilo inzima ngoba ebunzimeni bempilo ukuthi abantu abaningi kwenze kube bengavuni. Inhlanyelo ibibuya kodwa bebengaphiwa bonke be yokuphiwa bondabe bebandla elibusayo.
Amazwi kaJabangu agcinelwa inkokheli yebandla labasakhulayo kubandla le-CCC uSokwaluhle Sibanda.
Ngabe silenala eminingi kakhulu esigabeni, kodwa ngendaba yokuthi iZanu PF yabuya inikeza ikhetha imhlobo, ikhetha abantu. Abanye ngaba ngogogo okhulu abangakwanisi ukuzithengela inhlanyelo, kodwa yona yabuya inikeza ababo esingathi yayithi yayinhlanzi zayo ezisegabheni.
Umfelokazi unkosazana Charity Mpofu ucela usizo.
Sesithwele nzima thina ngempilo esiyiphilayo kusukela kudala lesizalwa saze zafika manje. Abadala bekhala lathi sikhala, labantwana esibazileyo bayakhala.
izwele liyalo kutshintsha senze kanjani ngokudla asina kudla emasimini izululana sibili kodwa kwatoda kwafele ekukhuleni ngenxa yokusweleka kwefertilizer fertilizer siphiwa isikafu kasisiphiwa umumbu yabuya sizwele malayini sincede yini
umgcinihlalo wezanu PF esibantu banye district mdubi wawadi unkosazana Dorothy Mkandla nguye uyabela abaswelayo ukudla kwe-social welfare
ninakhela kuisifunda sami kuphela kodwa bhadi antiy abantu bayokukulutshwane uwafana bantu bakwanike usesingitshiwe kati ayisukazinendalani yami ngaisayigcoli ngizi lapha ili bayakhala bathi bayancitshwa bancitshwa bhani anibalerenka kodwa abe-social welfare.
Umnumzana K Mgoba usebenzela ugatsha lwe-social services uchasisa inkinga abhekane lazo.
Okwamanje akula kudla uhlelo lwethu lapha sizama ukulungisa kungenzakala ukuthi siphenduke kungekude ngicabanga ukuthi basedinga imali yezimota ezithwalayo abathwala umumbu kusuka e-GNB usiya kumawadi umumbu ungabe ukhona kodwa imali manje ayikho
ukhasila wemdubi wawathi uBenjamin Mpala uthi kunzima esigabeni sakhe njalo le mpisi sezidla izifuyo zabantu
isile almost 4 months i-social welfare ingabuyi so siloduko olukhulu kakhulu abantu bayagijigijima lapha bayathengithengisa into ezinjeni abanye badengisa imithanyelo abanye badengisa uxakuxaku into azihambi izinto zimile la imali imali kayibambeki nanzi le mpisi lazo sizisithwale senzima lapha impisi imbezafohla yini ngale maplazini sezitshayile lapha kimi sezitshaya amadoka amabili zatshaya imbuzi ezingu-7 zatshaya amathola amabili
lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ehlezi eqonqosela ukuthi umuntu wonke oswelayo kumele aphiwe ukudla kungakhathalekile ukuthi usekela liphi ibandla abanye babalandeli bezanu PF babika bevimbela ukuthi abangasobandla labo bathole ukudla ngimele studio 7 esan faith mdubi award igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane ele Melika selibike ukubana selengezelele uncedo lwayo kwele Ukraine ngezinye izigidi ezingamakhulu amahlanu zamadola $500 million yokuthenga izikhali ezinkulu zama-rocket, izimota zebutho lenhlamvu. Umkhuhlane woqhuqho olwe-malaria lubikwaso luveze ikhanda kwele Melika ngemva kwamashumi amaningi eminyaka wagcina ukubonakala elizweni leli. Kulabantu abahlanu abafunyenwe belomkhuhlane we-malaria njalo bewuthethe ngemva kokulunywa imiyane phakathi welizwe ungabuyanga labavela kwamanye amazwe. Abohlangothi lwababona ngezemkhuhlane lokuvikelwa kwayo abe-Centers for Disease Control and Prevention babika ukubana abafunyenwe belomkhuhlane we-malaria ngabasesigabeni ese-Florida kanye lese-Texas. Esigabeni sethu lapho esiphatha indaba zabadabuka eZimbabwe yasebehlala kwamanye amazwe, namhlanje uGibbs Dube uxoxa lonkosazana Sikhanyiso Nxumalo, umqondisi wenhlanganiso eyeMills on Wheels ogcina njalo abantu asebeluphele njalo unika abantu ukudla abampofu eJohannesburg.
Unabogogo abayi 87 abogogo laba iningi labo kwathi ngo 2005 yakhumbula 2005 kwakunesifo lesubhubhane so kwashona abantwana babo abangamantombazana nabangabafana. Abantwana laba bebela eGoli ngesikhathi leso kwase kubela eGoli ngaleso sikhathi bebenempepha zala eGoli so abantwana babo nabo bebenama birth certificate na yonke into so kwakhanya ukuthi abantwana bayafunda abomama babo sebeshonile ogogo basekhaya so ogogo basuka ke ekhaya ukuthi abantwana ngeke bashiye isikolo beze lapha babuye leZimbabwe bengana incwadi zaseZimbabwe bazofunda kanjani so basebesithi ke kungcono abeze abogogo bazogada abazukulu babo befunda So abogogo abaningi ngabana leso simo esinjalo ukuthi futhi bona la eSouth Africa abaholi baphila ngokuhamba nje behereza befuna ukudla bengena lapha bengena lapha ngase ngibabutha ke ukuthi ke ngaba neproject and iproject le ngiqale ngeprison ministry bengisiya eprison eprison nakhona ngathola abantwana basekhaya bebaningi and beshiye abantwana ngaphandle.
Ye, ngiphosela umbuzo khona. Ye, ngiphosela umbuzo khona. Khonapho ke ubabona njani ukuthi laba bafisa ukuthi bancedwe?
Ngaqala nje ngokuvula njengoba ngisho ukuthi ngaqala ngeprison ngathola abantwana basekhaya baseprison ababoshiwe abashiye abantwana ngaphandle. Ngaqala ngokuthi ngicheke abantwana babo. Mangicheke abantwana babo ngathola abanye abantwana bakhona bahleli nabo gogo. Uboshiwe lo muntu ushiye umntwana kugogo futhi. Ngasengiqala ke ukuvula i-soup kitchen. Ngaqala ukupheka, ngaqala nje ukupheka, mangiqala ukupheka bogogo baqala ukuza ngaphekela nabantu abasestradeni ngiphekela abantu abasestradeni by 500 and something abogogo by 87 kuphekwa every day la ekhaya.
Manje imali yokupheka ukudla konke lokho ukuthatha ngapi Manxuma?
Ngine sponsor SE1 SMEs on Wheels yibo abanginikeza ke imali every month. Imali yakho is not enough ngoba ibhodwe engiliphekayo ngisebenzisa ama 50 kg i5 a month then ke bese ngipheka ngamakhabishi ngithenga amakhabishi ngithenga lokho abogogo ke ngase ngibafundisa umsebenzi wezandla benza imisebenzi eminingi bathunga amabhegi bathunga ama key holder bathunga ama cushion bathunga ama wonder bag bathunga yonke into bathengise nabo bazithengisele bakwazi ukuthola imali zokuthi bathenge isinkwa sokukherisa abantwana but every day bala ekhaya bayasebenza bayathunga.
Kunzima kanganani ukuba labantu bonke labo abangani bafisa ukuba loncedo njalo sebezisebenza abanye bangkhona?
Kunzima kakhulu, kunzima kakhulu ngoba bakhona abanye kusesenzima kakhulu. Abanye bakhona uthola ukuthi baphelelwa nazindawo kufanele ngiba accommodate kuleli khaya lami bahlale. Ngikhuluma nje manje ngine couple indoda nonkosikazi nomntwana abahlele umkhukhu abahlala la ekhaya asebena 1 month be la ekhaya. Ngikhuluma nje manje i-weekend yonke le bengipheka ngiphekela laba abahlelwe ibhilidi ngase John Foster phansi kwe-police station kwashela abantwana abayi-2 ngaphakathi kwebhilidi lelo. Umama nobaba naye basahleli lapho abantwana bashele ngaphakathi bengiphaka every day ntambama ngiphekela labo bantu ngihambisa ukudla lapho.
Ye, abafisa ukuthi bekuncede akusinike inombolo yakho sizwe ukuthi ungathini uyiphinde futhi ikhuluma inamba.
Inamba yami is 081-004-2199. Eyinye project inamba is 060-954-4393.
Lo ke unkosazana Sikhanyiso Nxumalo umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye Meals on Wheels ubekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kule South Africa. Ku live talk namhlanje uhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela isinqumo esethulwe ngumthethwandaba waphezulu o High Court wase Pretoria kwele South Africa sokulaya uhulumende walelo lizwe ukubana engagxotshi abalengwalo ezeZimbabwe exemption permits. Ubonike isikhathi sethu kasavuma ukubana siqhubekele phambili silokhu sikulolu hlelo kodwa singeke ehlukane izihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Umthethwandaba wePretoria High Court kwele South Africa usulahle isinqumo sikahulumende walelo lizwe sokumisa ukusebenza kwengwalo ezeZimbabwe exemption permits. Abakumabhizimusi amancane laphakathi laphakathi namhlanje bamanyane lamazwe omhlaba ukunanza ilanga ele International Day of Micro Small to Medium Enterprises. Izakhamizi zaseLower Gweru esabelweni seNkabazwe zikhala ngokuthi zibhekane lendlala enkulu kulandela ukuma kohlelo lokwabelwa kokudla kwabaswelayo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.